I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The opioid crisis is putting a strain on emergency rooms across the region, including here in central Kentucky. If a person survives an overdose episode, what happens then? Well, the University of Kentucky operates a clinic for patients going through what's commonly referred to as dope sickness. It's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Roger Humphreys is professor and chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at UK Healthcare. He recently talked with Dr. Greg about the First Bridge Clinic, where providers in the emergency department can refer patients to receive additional care for substance use disorders after their initial overdose or withdrawal is treated.
So, yeah, the University of Kentucky has been funded by a grant from the state, which also has federal money in it, that is called the First Bridge Clinic. Mm-hmm. And the First Bridge Clinic's, the goal of that is to basically get patients into evaluation quickly for opioid use disorder and try to stabilize them in that situation.
So how would an emergency physician get somebody into this bridge clinic? Is it something that is a referral on the spot, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we first have to make the diagnosis that they're dealing with an opioid problem. Some patients will tell us, I'm in withdrawal from an opioid use disorder, or we might determine that their symptoms are related to an opioid use disorder. And we would offer that to them. We'd say, look, we've got this resource now. It's not been available before. And we need to get you to see some experts that could assess you and potentially help you significantly stabilize your life from this problem.
And one of the things I know that has changed in the conversation from 20, 30 years ago is we used to, even in healthcare, we used to often see this as more of a law enforcement issue perhaps than a medical issue. And I think most emergency physicians, medical examiners, and others are seeing that public perception, as well as the perception amongst medical people and law enforcement people, tip to realizing that we're not going to litigate or jail our way out of this epidemic.
Right. Last year there were 70,000 people in the United States that died of opioid overdose. What we've been doing to try to manage this problem is not working. The problem's getting worse. It's going from one community to another community. It's affecting high school students, people in their 20s and not even 30 years old whose lives are dramatically altered by this disease, who are at risk for dying every day and who cannot be productive members of society with this disorder. So what we've been doing, which is putting the responsibility on the patient blaming, those kinds of things, that's not the answer to this. We have to understand this is a brain disorder, just like a lot of other medical conditions, and so we have to meet patients where they are, figure out if they're amenable to accepting treatment, and then use the best evidence-based practices to get them to that treatment.
And vis-a-vis the bridge, we're talking about not necessarily curing someone, we're talking about managing a chronic illness. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, this is a severe life-threatening illness, but there isn't a cure necessarily for opioid use disorder. Once somebody is addicted to these medications, the brain is changed. And so what we should be looking for is a way to stabilize them, to let them go back to a happy, productive life where they can enjoy their family and not have to, not have to worry about waking up each day trying to figure out how they're going to deal with the horrible symptoms of opioid withdrawal.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything we haven't touched on regarding an emergency physician's engaging a patient into the bridge clinic that you would want our listeners to know about?
Well, I think emergency physicians in general are learning how to engage patients. There's a lot of mistrust between the patients and the providers based on past history. I think the most useful thing to do is to have an open mind, a non-judgmental attitude, just like we'd want to have for all patients, and so that we can build trust and get patients to do what it is would be best for them and for their families.
My thanks today to Dr. Roger Humphreys, Professor and Chair of the UK Department of Emergency Medicine, for talking with me about the First Bridge Clinic and the care of patients with opioid use disorders in the emergency department. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.